Welcome to Your Journey to Greatness Through Routine, a podcast designed to help you build a success routine. My name is Michelle Steffes, and I'm author of the book, and I'm excited to come to you today with more insights and ideas to accomplish your success routine, because it's not the big things we do, but the little things we do every day that make the biggest difference. So let's get on with the podcast. Welcome back as we continue on this series, Are You Okay? And I've kind of handled this entire series different than most of my podcast series. We're just really delving into the facts and the myths and the resolutions behind mental health, wellness. And, you know, the only reason I chose to work on this particular topic is because of the society that we live in today. You know, no matter who you are or how strong you are or how you believe that you are able to handle what's happening to you, we're all a little bit vulnerable right now. It's just there's too much going on at one time in our society as a whole. So I'm not saying that you've got to give into it. I'm not saying that you have to have a problem. That's not at all where I'm getting going with this. But what I am saying is that, you know what, just to take that moment or those days or those the few hours that I'm offering you, which typically it's only 7 to 8 minutes a day and it's just a few series, just to do a check, you know, just a check up from the neck up to make sure that you're doing okay. And you know, if you're not doing okay, to get the help or the encouragement, or take the steps that you need in order to make sure that you don't slip down that slippery slope before it gets to a point of no return, which is unfortunately how it happens for people. They think they're okay, they're okay, they're okay, they're okay. They ignore all the signs, you know, they ignore them because they've never had problems in the past or because they just can't believe that about themselves. And before they know it, they've slipped down this slippery slope to a point where now it's not impossible, but it's become much, much harder to deal with. Sort of like having a sliver in your hand and ignoring the sliver, saying, no, it'll be fine, it'll be fine, it'll be fine, it'll be fine, it'll go away on its own, and never taking it out. Pretty soon now you've got gangrene and you're about to lose your arm. So you don't want to get to that point, okay? So that's the purpose of this particular series. So we left off yesterday, and I wanted to talk to you today about recovery, okay? The recovery side of this, and recovery is possible. In fact, recovery from mental disorders and or substance abuse disorders or whatever you want to call them is a process of change through which individuals improve their health and wellness, live a self-directed life, and that's the key to this, self-directed life, which is where routine comes into the picture, and strive to achieve their full potential. And here again, back to routine, back to having a success routine. I have many, many people that come to me and say, what makes your program so different than anyone else's? And this isn't a sales pitch. I'm just telling you the facts here, the facts. And I say, well, look, you know, it's not just about a few great ideas or great concepts. You know, those are all wonderful and everybody seems to want to share them. But it's about building a routine that is so wrapped around who you want to become that you learn how to live your life differently. Okay, so you get up at a different time. You think differently when you get up. You perform different activities at that time than you did before. You begin to take life from a completely different angle and threshold. And what happens is now you become so addicted to the new routines and activities and habits you've formulated that now you are living and thinking completely different, and it stays with you long, 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 long term. So that's why I use the word routine so often. That's why my book is written on Your Journey to Greatness Through Routine. Well, I want to go into the four dimensions of recovery. Okay, and the four dimensions that support a life in recovery. Number one is health. I want to encourage you to make informed, okay, so you may have to do some homework on this, healthy choices that support physical and emotional well-being, both. You can't just have one without the other. It doesn't work, okay? It just doesn't work. Your body is not designed that way. As I said to you before, it's a machine. So what you feed it goes to your brain as well as your body and affects how you think and perceive and function either at a high level of productivity or at a low level of depression and oppression. Same thing with your physical activity, which releases endorphins. Endorphins are incredibly powerful. Got to have that if you want to relieve the stress, lower the cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and increase your ability to live at a higher level. The next dimension is home. Have a stable and safe place to live. Well, you say, well, that's ridiculous. How do I do that? I mean, you don't even understand where I'm at. Well, you may need some help. You may need to reach out, okay, if necessary. But as much as it is in your power, create a stable and safe place to live. If you want to talk to me about it, we can talk some more, because I've seen many marriages help just by helping the one spouse. In other words, one side of the equation can make a huge impact in changing that overall relationship. Next is purpose. Engaging meaningful daily activities such as job or school. Progress equals happiness. One of my favorite quotes from Tony Robbins. When you're making progress and you're feeling like you have a sense of purpose and destiny, it's a game changer. You feel totally different. All right, whether you're volunteering, caring for your family, being creative, working for independence, income, resources to participate in society, it's all very, very powerful. And finally, number four, community. Build relationships and social networks that provide support. And give back. Please give back. Because when you give back, it makes you feel amazing. And it helps the world around us. So here's the four again. Health, home, purpose, and community. Those are absolutely essential. I can't stress them enough. They're very powerful. If you want to come out of a funk that you're in, your focus needs to be redirected to these four. Health, home, purpose, and community. Notice I never said, your own material possessions, or, you know, your kids are acting perfectly, or you're acting perfectly. Obviously, we want to work on ourselves. Obviously, we need to raise our children right. But my point is that if you don't invest in those things that make you feel like you're an incredible positive energy to the universe, to the people around you, to your home, to your health, to your community, and your own purpose and destiny, then you will never, ever feel like you are going to come out of the funk that you're in. All right, so tomorrow I'm going to talk about developing a recovery plan. And it may be the last in our series. This is Michelle Steffes, your Journey to Greatness, your routine, inviting you back tomorrow, encouraging you to keep reaching higher. Thank you for joining me.